to the Jet Stream 2023, Connor. We're in 2023. And folks, we thought 2023 was going to be sunshine and rainbows. I mean, why wouldn't it be? We have a Hall of Famer at quarterback. Until we don't. Until we don't. I'm getting right into it, man.
So he was taken from us.
Yeah, I'm not even like skipping introductions and everything.
That's
like,
fine.
If you're listening to this, you know who we are. I'm Jesse. This is Connor. Fuck.
Yeah, that's a pretty good summation of, I think, all of every single Jet fan this week. Just one loud fuck.
Yeah.
I remember Jet fan Monday night up until halftime. Then like second half, you know, maybe people started to feel a little better.
Yep. So yeah, not great, man. Aaron Rodgers in the fourth snap of Jets off like first offensive drive tore his Achilles. So when that happened, I mean, you could just see on the look on his face that like it wasn't good. Like he was pissed.
I think he knew.
When you see like an athlete pissed, there's like different stages with like athlete injuries. There's the extremes of each side, which is like a nothing burger. Like you strain your knee, you're back on the field like the next drive, right? There's that. And then there's like last year, like Damar Hamlin or Tua.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Tua with like rigor mortis and Damar Hamlin's heart stopping, right? And so like, those are the extremes. And then there's like minor injury where like you pull a hammy and you can tell like they're pissed.
Right.
They're like, damn. Like, you know, but like they know like it's not. And then there's this, which is like the serious, serious leg injury where it's not just like, it's not just them being like, you can tell they're pissed, but it's more of like despair. Mm-hmm. Is on their face. A lot of times they're crying as they're getting carted off. Rodgers got help back. I mean, it was very obvious once you saw the replay.
Right.
We all watched the NBA finals and saw KD's, you know, calf like shudder, like pop almost. Same thing happened to Rodgers.
Saw that replay.
You knew immediately.
Slowed down, zoomed in on.
Once you see that, like that your calf like ripple, it's over.
Achilles.
So, yeah. So, I mean, obviously, I apologize for recapping that and giving everybody PTSD. But Connor, walk me through your reaction to that and what followed, and then I'll go through what happened with me.
Well, I don't know if you saw, but Rodgers just posted that he had the surgery.
He did. So yeah, in LA, that's good in to LA see. Yesterday.
Yeah, so that's good to say. Road to recovery begins now, which is, you know.
And before anything, it's good to know that he's coming back and he'll be back next year with the team. He'll be around the team this year. And
whenever that day, like, whenever that comes,
we're going to get this. Yeah, and we're going to get to see. Yeah, we're going to get to see him play at some point.
Right.
But for now, we're with Zach Wilson, which we'll get to in a little bit.
Right. Well, I mean, like, you weren't at the game, right?
No, I almost went. I was really close to going.
I just got my hair cut. My barber went. He's a huge Jet fan. So he was walking me through like the entire thing. He stayed the whole time, like through overtime. Like he said it was the best Jet game he's ever been to in his life. And I fully believe him in that. But yeah, me watching it in my apartment, literally in the darkness, the only thing in my apartment providing light was the TV. And so you see him standing there, and then like you think, okay, so he got up off the ground. Then he kind of like sits down, and you're like, okay, well, something's up here. And you're hoping
he had like his hands on his hips.
Yeah, so he's like
looking at the sideline, and he had this look on his face like, I'm done.
Fuck.
You know? Remember Scherzer last, like, was it this year or last year? I think it was last year, right?
I think so.
And he was like, I'm done. Oh, right. It was this year. He's like, I'm done. I'm out. Yeah. Like, I can't do it. He just knew. Athletes, I mean, anybody. Like, it can be one of us.
Right.
Like, my dad tore both his Achilles tendons, right? Different, not at the same time, thankfully. That'd been crazy. But he tore them, like, a year apart, honestly. Mm-hmm. And each time, he's like, you hear it. Like, you know immediately.
Right.
And he knew.
Yeah, he knew. And I think he probably just didn't want to like make a thing out of it and try to, you know, keep the morale up, I guess, of the offense. It's got to be weird as a professional athlete knowing that, as you know, you're as great as you are, and you know, you had this whole hype coming in to the, you know, season that you were going to be the quote unquote guy that's going to take a team to the promised land. And mm-hmm. you were the guy that's going to get this team to the Super Bowl. So he knew exactly how much like was on his shoulders. He's a guy that's been here before in a sense. Like he's used to the pressure. He played for one of the most legendary franchises in all of sports for practically his entire career. He understands the pressure. Coming here, and then you hear him talk about still getting butterflies, still getting adjusted to like a new team and a new city and all that. And you can tell how excited he was. And then that happens. Doesn't even complete a single pass. Yeah, four plays and he gets carted off. And I, along with the entire Jets fandom, I don't know. He has a mental breakdown, I guess, in a sense.
I was catatonic.
My barber said basically you could hear, you know, a pin drop in the stadium. The atmosphere went from being Super Bowl level, essentially. He basically told me that he's used to being at Jet games where it's like 50-50 Jet fans to opposing team fans, because that's just the way it's been for 10 years. Jets have been that bad. We're in kind of a quote unquote transplant city where there's people from everywhere that come here and they're fans of all the teams. So we're used to seeing that. We're used to hearing cheers from other teams.
Yeah, the Panthers come in, you can get 20,000 Panthers fans at MetLife.
Cowboys, yeah. Packers, So you're gonna get those fans. He said it was probably like 85-90% Jet fans from what he could say. And
you'd love to hear.
Right, of course. I mean, think about how fucking excited we all were. The entrance. Oh my God.
Running out with the American flag.
Oh, like, Jesus.
It was like, nuts.
Come on.
Brees rips a 20-yarder on the first play of the game.
Vibes could not have been higher.
You force a three and out. Yeah, you force a three and out.
Right.
You get Brees, you hand the ball to Brees, he breaks one for 20 yards. You're like, holy shit. And then he drops back, and then like Becton runs a cut block and that play gets blown up. We ran one and then another cut block, torn Achilles.
Yeah. And the worst part about it is like there were these reports that came out afterwards about how much he hated those plays. He's like, I don't want to do plays with cut blocks, and Hackett called them anyway. You know, you'd think his buddy would understand that. But again, Rodgers isn't the one calling the plays. You can change him, but Hackett called for that. So he's got to do it. And, you know, it's just, yeah, you see him go to the tent. And I wasn't watching the Manning cast, but I don't know. I'm sure you saw the clip of Peyton as he gets taken out and the cart rolls up and Peyton's just like, oh my God. I thought they were just gonna tape up his ankle and he was gonna be right back out there. And yeah, then he goes to, I think once he got on the cart, I think we all kind of knew. Obviously he was out for the rest of the game, but I think we all kind of knew this was gonna have a major impact on the season. It might not have been season ending yet. We didn't know that. But this was going to take away so much of the potential like hype and anticipation for potentially getting to a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And it has. There's no getting around that. It absolutely has. And
Everything's different now.
Everything is so much different now. I think this is still absolutely...
We live in a different world.
This can absolutely still be a playoff team. They are built to get to the playoffs. Like last year, is going to come down to how the quarterback plays. And then that sucks because you and I have talked about on this podcast numerous times since he's been here about the ups and downs of Zach Wilson and how much we were out on him last season. And I think every Jet
still out
there. I mean,
still out on Zach Wilson.
There's a reason they went and got Rodgers. And I'll tell you, for being out, which again, I am too, it's hard not to feel for the guy.
He's being put in an impossible situation.
The most impossible of situations. He's taking over for the guy that every single fan considered, like said, this guy's going to do it. Like we might not win the Super Bowl this year, but he's going to get us to like the place. He's at the bare minimum getting us to the playoffs. That's what we all had in our minds. And Monday night rolls around, the crowd, the stadium sold out. It's the most watched Monday Night Football game in history. There's like 23 million people watching it. There's just celebrities there. Everyone's pumped up to see Aaron Rodgers. And he has to come in. The guy that pretty much the entire fan base is turned against has to actually go in there and try to win the game. And I still feel for the guy. He went out there and he didn't do anything really spectacular, but they won the game. And listen,
after he threw the interception,
he went
9 of 12, I believe, for 99 yards and a touchdown, which against a good Bills defense, a healthy Bills defense, like other than no Von Miller, right?
Yeah.
They're healthy, which at this point, like, if anybody complains about injuries the rest of the season, any team that we play,
right,
the rest of the season,
I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it, man.
This is, I think I saw our good friend Fitz, who's been on the pod a couple times, but I think he posted, he's like, Tuesday morning rolled around, I had people texting me like one of my family members died. And I said, same here. Like, basically the same here. You were like, hey, I can imagine the voice there if they were with me. Like, how you doing, pal? How you doing? Everything okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm all right.
Like, I've gotten everybody that I saw for the first time this week. If I see anybody for the first time next week or so, even forward from now, like this point forward, which is Thursday. So by like next Thursday still, it'll probably be over, but even for the next week, if I see you for the first time since this past Monday, I'm getting a damn, I'm sorry, man, or condolences, really, or yeah, like, are you good? Like, how you doing,
pal?
Like Sarah, my girlfriend, I was sitting next to her the whole time, and she's like afraid to talk to me, almost like, hey, are you okay? Like, your brother's texting me. Can you reply to him? Like, you haven't. Your family's worried about you, and I'm like, I don't want to talk to anybody right now at all. Like, it's not even like in the tiniest bit. Like, I just need to sit here and like stare into nothingness.
My mom texted me, and she was just like, "I'm sorry." I'm like, "Listen, mom." I didn't answer for like 15 minutes. I was just like, "Listen, I mean, I'm not in a good place.
Yeah, this is not good.
I'm not in a great place right now." And even my one of my good friends is a Dolphins fan. He fucking hates the Jets. Oh, I don't understand what they could have possibly done to him to earn this level of hatred, but he hates them. Even he texted me and he was just like, yeah, man, I'm really sorry. I was really looking forward to watching Tua play Rodgers. And I was like, after Sunday, so was I. Everything that happened, freaking Tua and the Dolphins. Like, I was really looking forward to that now.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously that's been taken away from us. And the Dolphins are now the
certain. We're still going to get to watch Tua.
We're still going to get to watch Tua.
He's
just not going to be against Rodgers. So,
dude, I don't even, and I tweeted this and so did you. We both tweeted pretty similar stuff. Like, I tagged you. I don't remember from the injury to the Garrett Wilson touchdown. I have no memory of anything happening in that time span. Like I said on Twitter, or I guess X now, you could tell me anything would have happened. You could have told me that Quinton Williams scorpion kicked the ball that was thrown into the air as a and got a PBU for it, and I would have believed you. All right, literally anything.
I mean, the only thing I do remember is Whitehead interception and then Breece breaking off like the 85-yard run.
Yeah, that was it. Those are the only things where like I looked up, I was like, oh, cool, Breece.
Sick.
yeah.
And Zach comes running in. Cool.
Yeah.
I guess we're back here.
Breece had 10 for 127. Dalvin had 13 for 33. Obviously, you know, Breece with the 83-yard run helped a little bit with the totals. Lazard was 2 for 46. Garrett Wilson, 5 catches on 5 targets, 34 yards, and that incredible touchdown that he had.
Unbelievable.
I was saying to like coworkers, like, I've done that before on the beach with a Nerf ball.
Basically the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, same thing. It's not that
the same thing. I'm just like, that's how insane it is that he did that. Like, a normal person can do what he did on the beach with a wet Nerf ball.
Yeah, and
he did it like with a real football and like a game with one of the best defensive backs in all of football all over him.
I mean, Garrett Wilson didn't even really like He didn't catch that touchdown. He intercepted a Zach Wilson pass. That's where it was.
Like, well, he said it. There was video of him like afterwards on the sideline. He was like, dude, like I tried throwing that back shoulder. And Garrett was like, yeah, he was just all over me, man. It's all right.
Yeah.
It's okay. Dalvin with 3 catches for 26 yards. He still has it. You know, he looked a little slow, but he still has the shiftiness and he'll figure out the scheme and like places that he likes to go.
Yeah.
God, the Eagle. I'm watching the Eagles Vikings right now. Jalen Hurts looks not great right now.
Really?
They miss Shane Steichen and Jonathan Gannon. Well, I don't know about Gannon, but definitely Shane Steichen. Michael Carter, 2 rushes for 12 or 2 catches for 12 yards. I like that he got some touches.
Yeah.
And Breece did fumble. He did not lose it. Quinnen recovered a fumble.
Mm-hmm.
All right, defense is where it's at. DJ Reed had 11 tackles.
Or Jordan Reed, as Stephon Diggs called him.
10, yeah.
And you see DJ's like quote tweet. He's like, you know my name.
Yeah.
It's like, you know my name.
Quincy Williams was one of the best linebackers in football this past week.
Lights out.
He had a pass defended, a tackle for loss, 9 solo tackles, 10 total. CJ Mosley was all over the place, 7 tackles, 5 solo. Jermaine Johnson was amazing. He had a quarterback hit, 2 tackles for loss, a sack, and 5 total tackles, 4 solo. Let's see, who else stood out? Quinnen, he had a sack. Quinnen did not have a sack.
Yeah, but he had a few good plays. He like broke up the one run play in the backfield.
Yeah, he had a tackle for loss, and he had a quarterback hit. John Franklin Myers, 2 quarterback hits, a sack, a tackle for loss. Quinn Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 sacks, 2 tackles for loss, 3 quarterback hits. Bryce Huff had a quarterback hit. Al Woods had a sack and a quarterback hit. So in total, 5 sacks, 8 tackles for loss, 4 pass defended, 3 quarterback hits, and 3 interceptions for Jordan Whitehead. Should have been 4. CJ Mosley should have had one.
That would have been pick 6, I think, too, if he had picked that.
Yep, and then Xavier Gibson with 2 punt returns for 66 yards, including a 65-yarder and a touchdown. Greg Zuerlein was 3 for 3 for field goals and kicked his extra point, so that was good to see. And Morstead looked pretty good, 2 inside the 20 out of his 4 punts. Mm-hmm. That's the box score. Like I said, I just needed to go through that because I don't remember half the game. At least more than half the game, it feels like. And on the other side of things, Josh Allen did not look good, mainly because the Jets defense made him look not good. He's been struggling 2 of the last 3 games. He struggled against the Jets defense, both at the Jets. James Cook got a lot of the carries for them. He got the most carries by far. He looked shifty, a little explosive in some points, but nothing, not like his brother.
No.
Diggs played well.
Yeah.
He played well against Sauce. I think Sauce was definitely a little shaken up.
He was a little, that was Sauce's worst game.
Yeah. And he was targeted 5 times. He let up 5 catches for like 60 yards. So like short completions against him.
Diggs had his number for a little bit. For sure.
He didn't let up anything long, though. Yeah, Diggs was getting open, which it's easy to get open when you're running short routes.
True.
Doss isn't going to let him score touchdowns, though. And then, like, no one else today. I mean, like, Dawson Knox and Dalton Kincaid each had 4 targets, 7 catches for, like, 50 yards. He's still targeting the tight end a decent amount, though. He has Kincaid now to help him out. And then there's a bunch of running back receptions. The Jets defense played fantastic against them. And the Jets offensive line, while it started slow, obviously the Rodgers injury was due to the cut blocks and whatnot. It's not exact. I wouldn't put that on the offensive linemen, more so Hackett and the scheme and the play call. I thought the offensive well ran block really well.
Mm-hmm.
Run blocked really well. And then in terms of pass protection, Zach was sacked 2 the whole game. They had 8 quarterback hits in total. Rodgers got like a couple of those. So, yeah. And three sacks total. Beckton looked good.
He did. There was a couple. Good. If you watch some of the plays, there's ones where he's taking down two guys at a time. He looked good.
So Beckton looked good. That was encouraging. Dwayne Brown did not.
No.
Shocker.
His being unable to practice in training camp or preseason definitely showed on Monday night.
Yeah, who would have expected that?
Yeah, who saw that coming?
Big guy out of shape,
39 or however old he
is. Like Jesus Christ. By the way, the Jets are in first place right now. They have the scoring differential over the Dolphins. So there you go.
Oh.
So that's the game. It was depressing as shit. I never want to experience anything like that again in my life. That was without a doubt the worst experience I've ever had as a sports fan, period, full stop. Nothing compares. Not even the Mets World Series. And that was heartbreaking. But that wasn't as sudden.
Yes. And it also wasn't like they lost the game 7.
Right. It was 5 games. And we don't need to get into that either, but you know what
I mean. I think the only thing that, to put it in perspective, the only thing that could probably come close, at least right now, is if the Jets made the Super Bowl and lost.
Yeah, like a Falcons 28-3 kind of loss.
Oh, I think if that ever happened, God bless Falcons fans that made it through that. I don't know if I'd be able to stick around.
I think that feeling is pretty similar to what we felt. I think that feeling's worse. What the Falcons fans went through is worse.
Oh yeah,
they were there. Absolutely. They were there, and they blew it in historic fashion. We weren't even there. Yeah. We didn't even get to experience here.
Yeah, exactly.
How are we gonna get there? We can't even experience here. We
haven't even been here.
I feel like Jerry Seinfeld right now. I feel like that's what Seinfeld did. But seriously though, we don't even know. We can't even begin to imagine what that's like.
Right.
You know.
Not even a little.
So, bit. Yeah. So. I mean, yeah, like God bless the Falcons fan, man. But yeah, we definitely went through it. I would not wish that upon my worst enemy. Our worst enemies reached out to us to send condolences.
They extended an olive branch.
They were sincere.
Except for what's his face from the fan.
Yeah, Rash. Fuck that guy. Rash. Yeah. That guy sucks. And I don't say that. There are some people who are that guy is just he's just he sucks. Like that Packers fan, that Packers guy, Peter Bukowski, we rip on him, but I'm sure he's a good dude. Like if you got to know him and whatever, we just, he's just trolling. He was a Packers guy. Rodgers left, blah, blah, blah. All in good fun. Call him a loser, but he's not actually a loser. This guy, Sean Marash, is definitely I wouldn't enjoy hanging out with that guy.
Not even a little bit.
And I can get along with, I grew up with, in my group of 10 friends growing up, 8 of them were Giants fans. Or 7 of them. One didn't really care. Actually, 6. One's a Dolphins fan, and the other one doesn't care. So pretty much all of them are Giants fans. So I can deal with Giants.
Yeah.
Fine with that. But, he sucks.
He sucks. You posted
anyway, the video for me. We're giving him too much.
That was it. Yeah. You're right. I'm giving him air. Right. I don't want to.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Last thing I'll say is that he has a stupid voice.
Yeah, your voice is stupid, bro.
Your voice is stupid, bro.
All right. Bury the football. It sucked. It was really difficult. But we never really had him in the first place, I guess. Think about it that way. Yeah. That's not going to make anybody feel better, but if you tell yourself that enough times that he never really was really here in the first place, and he's coming next year,
right?
Then you'll if you lie to yourself enough, it'll work out. So
yeah.
All right.
First time he appears again in Florham Park, I'll feel better. It's not gonna be anytime soon. but I mean, he just had the surgery. So I don't know what the Achilles healing process is like or how it's all rehabbing. But like you said earlier, he got the surgery out in California. So who knows where he's planning on doing all this stuff. But
he'll be back and he'll be back in New Jersey and with the team, I think. I think he's shown commitment and we can give him the benefit of the doubt in that case. But
yeah,
we'll see.
For sure.
All right. Let's talk about next week. Wilson had better numbers last week than Dak did. That's crazy.
Really?
Yeah. Zach went 14 of 21, 140 yards, a touchdown, an interception. Dak went 13 of 24, 143.
How's that possible? The Cowboys scored 40 points.
Well, special teams and defense.
Yeah.
And whatnot. Tony Pollard had 2 TDs.
I'll do it.
So, Cowboys are disgusting.
They're good.
Plain and simple. They are really good. I think the Jets are going to win this football game.
Wow.
So the line is 9, which I think is incredibly disrespectful to the Jets defense. I think that Rodgers adds about 7 to 7.5 points. I think this would obviously be a lot closer of a betting line if he was healthy, which he's not.
He is not.
Just talked about for quite the length of time. So I think that, and we had a bit of a technical difficulty, folks. So we're picking up our place here. And I'm not sure if this was cut or not, but I'm going to say it again. I think the Jets are going to win this game. And I think the reason being is that I think the Jets defense is just as good as the Cowboys defense. Right. And I think that the Cowboys offense, I'm not sold on Dak Prescott and the Cowboys offense against this Jets defense.
Me neither.
Right. I think that the Jets are going to be able to do very similar things to the Cowboys offense that the Cowboys defense are able to do to the Jets offense. I think both teams are built very, like, Cowboys fans think Dak Prescott is something that he's not, right?
Agreed.
You know, he played in 12 games last year. He's tied for the league lead in interceptions with 15. It's to be determined if he leads the league in interceptions again, but it's just like he's just always kind of been turnover prone. And that's not to say that Zach Wilson is not turnover prone. All right, we're not comparing Zach and Dak here. I think they're both bottom half of the league quarterbacks. Zach is worse than Dak. Dak can lead you to the playoffs. He's shown that, and he can have a 4,000-yard season. So, like, he's definitely better than Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson was the 32nd-ranked quarterback last year, 33rd in a league of 32 teams, right? Dak is, like, the 15th best quarterback or something like that, right? Like, yeah. 12 to 15, like, probably, like, 15 to 18. I think the Jets defense is going to give him problems. I think 40 to nothing, I think that was a little bit of luck. I think it was a little bit of, like, the Giants kind of got screwed. Like, that punt block really just, like, the Giants drove down the field on them.
Yeah.
Ran the ball down their throats. And that's what Dallas is going to try and do to the Jets, and that's what the Jets are going to try and do to Dallas. They're going to try and run the ball. That's what they've done, these organizations. You know, the Dallas Cowboys built their offense around running the ball in the 90s and Emmitt Smith. Mm-hmm. They've had dominant running backs before. You know, they've gotten different guys in Dallas. What's his face? DeMarco Murray, and they had Felix Jones and Ezekiel Elliott, like ground and pound guys. Well, Felix Jones isn't a ground and pound guy, but you know what I mean.
But you know,
he was with DeMarco Murray. But, you know, now they have Tony Pollard, who isn't a ground and pound guy, but he's a burner and somebody that is going to get between the tackles and get out in the outside zone and hit the corner and be gone.
Right.
So it's a little bit different than the DeMarcos and the Zeke's, but they're still going to try and run the ball down your throat. And they still got Zach Martin. They still have Tyron Smith, and they still have really, really good offensive line. Jets offensive line is, I think it's okay. I think it's really good at run blocking. Pass blocking is another issue.
It's weak entirely on the left side.
Yeah. And it's weak on the left side for Dwayne sure. Lincoln Tomlinson and Dwayne Brown were really
Lincoln Tomlinson is, how do I put this? Not good.
Not good.
So
I think that the Jets are going to run the ball. They're going to control the clock. And I think the defense is going to force a turnover or two. And it's going to be a close game. And I think the Jets will win this game, you know, like 14-10. Yeah, like a low scoring game, like 17-14. It's going to go under.
Something similar to what we saw Monday.
Yeah, it's going to be similar. And I think that's going to be every Jets game this season.
I think so too.
Unless Zach Wilson takes a step forward.
Yeah.
Right. Then they can score over 20 points a game. But until then, I just don't see that, which sucks because I thought Garrett Wilson had 1,000 yards with four different quarterbacks last year, 1,100 yards with four different quarterbacks last year. I hope he does it again. He's good enough.
He's good enough.
I think he's one of the six best receivers in football, legitimately. He was a first round pick in many fantasy drafts for a reason. Second round pick, first round pick. 17-14 is the official prediction. I think the Jets pull this one out. Yeah, I think the Jets pull this one out. It's not going to be an easy win. It's going to be an ugly game. Be a lot of turnovers from both sides. And defense will pave the way as it will do the rest of the season.
Yeah. No, I can see that. Like I was saying to you before we started recording, I'm not as afraid of Dallas as I think a lot of other fan bases think we should be. I think they are overall a better team, but I think, they had a lot of other people, a lot of fans, a lot of Giant fans this week kind of we're trying to make it seem like we have absolutely no shot and that we should be absolutely just shitting our pants at the prospect of going into Dallas and having to play them there. Listen, going into Dallas and into Jerry World to try to beat the Cowboys is not easy. It's not easy. I'm not going to say that this would be an easy game. And I do think the Cowboys are going to win, but
you want me to say I'm scared? I'm scared. I'm scared of the Cowboys.
It's just the Jets are the underdog again, and they're going to be the underdog a lot of times this season. And it's a completely different case than before the Rodgers injury, where everyone was like, oh, the Jets are the favorites, like a lot in a lot of these games. And this is, as we were saying before,
the it could benefit them, yeah.
Absolutely not. Absolutely does. I like being the underdog.
Think about the mentality of the locker room though. Like they're top dog. They think they know they're top dog.
Right.
It's not like that mentality just disappears just because Zach's the quarterback. I think that they know that they're going to have to work a lot harder now.
Yeah.
And I think that they know that they're limited with what Zach can do, but it feels different than it did last year where this is basically the same team plus Co. You know, it was Rodgers and Co. Now it's just Co.
Now it's just Co.
You know, so it's like the same team and then a couple other pieces. But those pieces are guys that the Jets lost for the season last year, and Elijah Vera Tucker and Breece Hall. And, you know, they have these guys now. And I think that because they had this mentality that they were the top dogs, like I said, they're still going to think that they're top dog, but this is a lot of the same team. And it felt very different last year when they started 5-1 or whatever it was, 5-2, right?
They were up to somewhere around there. Yeah.
They were 5-2, I think. And it felt surreal. It was oh my God, I can't believe this is crazy. This is crazy. Whoa, the Jets are this is out of nowhere. No one expected this. Sauce is playing an all pro, and Breece Hall looks like the offensive rookie of the year. And then you have Garrett Wilson, who's also really good. That was the mentality that we had last year, early in the season. And it came out of nowhere, and we were enjoying the ride.
Right.
This year, we were all right, this is it. This is where we take the step and we become contenders.
Right.
You know, and we may not win it this year, but we have a shot. The next 3 years is Rodgers, the quarterback. And just in an instant, that's gone.
Right.
But I don't think that thought process, that mentality of I'm the top dog, they're chasing us, just disappears because they lost Rodgers.
It does.
Quinn Williams, can it stop thinking that he's a dog?
Is Garrett Wilson a sauce?
Right.
No, absolutely not. They know their value. They know what they bring to the table. They know they're as good as we think. We know how good they are.
Last year we thought they were going to be whatever. I think I had them at 7 wins last year.
I think we both did. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was they'll be better. like hopefully Sauce turns out to be something and Garrett Wilson turns out to be something. And, you know, we get another year. Quinnen, he's going to take a big step and Zach Wilson can take a step this year. I think that it does, like, doesn't it feel, it just feels very different, even though it's very similar.
Yes.
In terms of the outlook for the rest of the season. Like, if you compare this time going in, heading into week 2 last year and heading into week 2 this year, I mean, obviously, like, there was quarterback uncertainty last year. Remember, Zach was out the first 4 weeks.
Right, so we had Flacco. Right?
And we didn't know. It just feels... It's so weird. I this is bad radio me to say. It feels the same but different.
It feels the same but different. Yeah,
like,
no,
just,
I get
like, I don't know how else to describe it. Like, it just, like, it feels very similar how it did last year, where, like, expectations are low now.
Lower.
Low, but, like, they are. They're low. They're low. I think the Jets will win, like, 7-8 games now. You know, I'm not expecting, like, I think the ceiling of this team is a wild card playoff road loss.
Yeah,
you know, that's the see, unless Zach takes the leap.
Unless, like, yeah, we'll know. I think we'll know by the middle of the season what the ceiling of this team is.
Yeah,
it's not going to be a Super Bowl, like we said, possibly before the season started. Won't be a conference championship game, like we said before.
I mean, it could be a Super Bowl. We saw Mark Sanchez lead a worse roster to the NFC championship in back-to-back years.
I'm saying that too, but it's such a different league even from 10 years ago. It is such a different league. Like, ground, you could get to a Super Bowl or a championship game on the back of a defense and a running game, which is what the Jets' strengths are now. And that worked for them and it got them there. The team's back making then, the Super Bowl this the team's making the Super Bowls now. It's you gotta have, well, not like you didn't have to have a good quarterback then, but you have to have basically a superstar quarterback.
They're track meets now. Like, the best quarter, like, back then, like, Peyton and Brady and Breeze would methodically pick you apart.
Right.
And slowly, like, an 8-minute fourth quarter drive, and you kick a field goal as time expires to win. You know, Mahomes and Allen and Herbert and Tua, these guys are just throwing bombs and they're scoring like it's nothing. Like, it's a track meet. Like, it's,
right.
You blink and Tyreek is behind the secondary.
Right. Cause I mean, think about it. I mean, 10 years ago, we couldn't even like fathom or even like imagine a receiver like Tyreek or Justin Jefferson. That's only 10 years ago. Like, you just keep, the only one that could probably come close was Randy Moss. And like, to even just think about a player like that. And it just, yeah, it's just a completely different...
In that era, like, think about it. Like, all right, so that's Steelers Arizona Super Bowl, the second AFC Championship loss. That was, like, the beginning of, like, the air it out era. Like, it's not like, Kurt Warner, Larry Fitzgerald, Anquan Boldin were, like, airing it out. Big Ben with Santonio Holmes and Hines Ward. And I think they had, like, Rashard Mendenhall.
Yeah,
they weren't running the ball a lot, but like the year before that, you know, you go to in 2009, I believe that was that the Saints Super Bowl?
Oh, no,
it was Colts. It was Colts Saints, no?
Colts Saints. Like, that was the 2009 season, but the 2009
Super Bowl. Jets lost in the AFC Championship in the first year to Colts.
Yeah.
So that was Colts Saints, and then it was Steelers Cardinals. That Colts Saints, the Colts, they were still running the ball. Was Edgerrin James on that team?
Yeah, pretty sure.
2000. Yeah. I just want to double check. 2009 Colts depth chart. Like Peyton Manning. Let's see, Pierre Garçon. Oh my God.
Mm.
It was
Marvin Harrison.
Gajorn, Dijon Robinson. Dijon?
No. Edgerrin James
and Jacob Tammy? Wait. No way.
Well, Edgerrin James was before that. Edgerrin James played from 99 to 2005. Why did I think that Edgerrin James was on the Colts much later than that?
Did they win the Super Bowl in 05, the Colts?
No.
Who was on that 06? Wait, 06 Colts roster. Wait, no way. So their running back was Dominic Rhodes?
Wow.
2006?
Yeah, they won the Super Bowl the year after.
Well, this just blows my point up. I was like, oh, they were still running the ball a lot back then.
Well, it doesn't really matter. They still have Peyton. So it's just a completely, like, the Jets aren't, even if Zach Wilson takes a giant leap, they aren't making the Super Bowl with him. So
they had Joseph Addai.
Oh, old Joey Addai. Yes.
Yeah, they had Joseph Addai and Mike Hart and Donald Brown. Okay. In 2000, Mike Hart from Michigan. Wow. And then Donald Brown, who Donald Brown's been part of a very famous fantasy football trade in my home, in my original league. Anyway, the point I was trying to make was those teams back then, they could rely on the ground and pound to reach a Super Bowl. Right.
Right.
I'm just not convinced that you can do that anymore. I guess the Eagles kind of did that last year with like Hurts, but like that's like very different.
They started, the Eagles still have Devonta Smith and fucking AJ Brown. Like they still have stud receivers, and the Jets have Garrett Wilson, but you know, they have Garrett Wilson and Al Lazard's a solid receiver too. And
Nicole Hardman.
They're still, like, they have those guys, but it's just, yeah, I don't know of another team that will make the Super Bowl on a ground from a ground and pound aspect. I just don't think that's a doable thing anymore. Maybe the Niners were going to do it last year, but even if they're if Brock Purdy didn't get hurt in the NFC Championship game, and Josh Johnson didn't get hurt, and they had to they had to throw Purdy back in there basically to just hand the ball off to Christian McCaffrey for an entire half.
Crazy.
So maybe they would have come close because of Christian McCaffrey, but and Debo, but that's not even really ground and pound because those guys catch passes and they do everything like that. And this is all not to say that Breece Hall is even a ground and pound running back, because he's really not. Dalvin Cook is kind of, but
not even that. Like they're like Dalvin's like a one cut kind of guy, and Breece is just like a home run hitter, you know. Like, and he can go, but like Breece is definitely more of a bruiser than Dalvin, but not, I wouldn't call him a bruiser by any means.
Right.
You know, they're not like the Giants. I mean, they like rode Brandon Jacobs and Ahmad Bradshaw and, Derek Ward.
Yeah.
Right. They all had like 1,000 rushing yards or whatever. You know, that's like the last one I can think of where like they really rode like
guys
like a running back crew. And like Eli obviously was like Super Bowl MVP and whatnot, but there was the running backs that really got them there.
The Giants are like that. Giants team is another great example of a team that got there mostly, I feel like, on the back of a running game and a defense. Eli was like not really the guy that kind of got them to that Super Bowl. And he did exactly what he needed to do when the time called for it to get him, you know, Super Bowl MVP and to win the Super Bowl. It all comes down to, you know, Zach Wilson, obviously, which makes me sick to have to like say that that's where we are again, but that's where we are again. And we all hope and pray that he works with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers isn't going to leave him in the dust. And he's not going to leave the team behind. So whenever he can come back and like talk to Zach again and like kind of get back in his head, and who knows, maybe he is, maybe like they're sending Rodgers tape. We have no idea. So it's going to take a little time. Wilson, they have to kind of adjust their schemes, and I don't expect Wilson to be good on Sunday. I think if the Jets, if what you said and your prediction comes to pass, it's going to be a very sloppy game for both teams' offenses for sure. And I think that's going to happen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Jets defense is going to get in Dak's face. It's going to happen. I think Quinnen and Zach Martin are going to have a battle all day long. And that's going to be fun to watch. Mm-hmm. If Dak can get the ball to CeeDee Lamb a lot, sure. If Tony Pollard can be
I'm not like afraid of like any team at this defense. It's just, I just don't know if we're gonna be able to score with them. And
I'm only afraid of a few teams' offenses. I'm afraid of Philly.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of Kansas City. because of Mahomes and Kelsey, who and these are just teams that the Jets are playing this year. Now I'm officially afraid of the Dolphins.
Dolphins, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, not so much on Sunday, but Cincinnati. Thank
the 49ers.
Yeah. Thank God. I mean, the Jets aren't playing the Niners. They're not playing Cincinnati, are they? No, they're playing Cleveland.
No, they're not playing either of them.
Yeah, they're playing
just Cleveland. Just naming teams. Like, the Chargers have a good offense.
Yeah.
By the way, last team to win on a ground and pound.
I don't know.
2014.
Too early for the Rams.
Marshawn. Seattle.
Seattle. Yeah, I was thinking Marshawn when we were talking about bruising running backs. I was like trying to think of like another Marshawn kind of guy, like Derrick Henry in like today's NFL would be like that. But yeah,
no, Marshawn and Seattle, they were ground and pound with Russ as like more of like a complimentary type of guy.
To think that like mid 2010s would have had like a Seattle kind of McMini dynasty. If Pete Carroll had just let Marshawn run.
I know. I actually watched the interview. I watched a little segment with Pete Carroll and Richard Sherman, who they obviously kind of had like a little bit of a falling out after all that, because like the defense was so angry. It's just an incredible play by Butler.
No, it is. Like, absolutely.
That was like the right play call for the look that they got, apparently. And it was like a decision. I don't know. There was like a specific explanation. It made a ton of sense. And Sherman was like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. You know, like, kind of makes a little more sense in hindsight.
Yeah. But yeah. All right. So what's your official prediction?
I think low. I think it's score very similar to what we saw on Monday night. So I'm going to say 24-13 Dallas.
24-13 Dallas. All right. Yeah. And that's probably more realistic than what I'm saying.
I think the line is 39.5 or something. I'd
smash like that.
Yeah. If you're betting, I would smash that under.
Yeah.
That seems like a pretty good bet to me. So.
Yep. All right, folks. That's it for us. Go Jets. It'll be a wild season.
Yeah, it's going to be an unexpected. Hopefully,
probably gonna be disappointing, but hopefully not.
Hopefully this is the only major injury. It already is disappointing, but
it already is disappointing, and there already has been a major injury.
Let's hope that's the only major injury.
Yeah.
I want to see a whole season from all our guys. So
yes, please. Just like that's all I want. I just want to see a full season from the big guys.
You took away the most important piece. You have to take away like the other ones too. Come on.
Knowing our luck, they probably will.
So. Yeah, knowing our luck, like Sunday or no, when they go to Denver again, we're gonna lose like everyone. It's gonna happen. Someone else is going down in Denver. I know it.
Stop. All right. That's it. We're done. Cut. All right. Follow me on Twitter at Jesse Finver. Where can they follow you?
At Connor Connor_ Sheeran Sheeran. Elon, let me buy my name without the underscores. The guy that owns it hasn't tweeted in over 10 years. Let me again. I'll buy my blue check mark if you let me take it.
All right, folks. That's it for us. Go Jets. And let's pray for health. Peace.